Yo, what's goody, it's your girl DJ F, exclusive of the Nothing Podcast and Everything Lit. And before I even start this episode, I need everybody listening right now to know what you're about to hear are unpopular opinions. Everything that comes out of my mouth, nobody relates to. Nobody likes me. Nobody likes my views. Nobody likes how I feel about things. But the way I feel is how I feel. And it just might not mean nothing to y'all, but we here to talk about your boy Puff. Let's go.
Yeah, it's that little Chico Pitbull, Mr. Thrill Fire Till I Die. Listen live online 24/7. You know what it is.
This is Nelly wishing everybody a happy holiday.
This is Rihanna. Let's get up close and intimate.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G. And I hope y'all ready for the bombest to ever grace the airwaves in this town.
Everybody know this your boy Kwame. I'm holding it down for DJ Exclusives. Just spinning, man.
Jealousy's a motherfucker. You weak, jealous motherfuckers. If you a jealous motherfucker, you just a weak motherfucker. See, when you on top, motherfuckers just want to bring you down. Motherfuckers don't even know you.
See, y'all motherfuckers don't even know my uncle. But y'all stay on that internet. Y'all talking real slick. But come on, man.
It's a hell up in Harlem. Fuck it. Another day, another dollar.
Wake up.
To the barking from the Rottweilers. Pull the collars. Make them sit for the Godfather. Then I holler. To Justin, my son.
Run the water for the shower.
Trust fund scholarship. Show to give him power. Baby mama calls. She pick him up in about an hour. Now I'm free to go. Free to blow with the calicoes and the Navajos. It's just the way this player knows. Finally caught up with my nigga Sam. Sam picked me up in the 10 Lex Land. Wanted breakfast down at Pan Pan.
What's your favorite dish?
He ordered cheese, eggs, and grits.
I ordered
swordfish.
What is this?
Hey. Three niggas dressed in black.
Come on.
Rollies on they wrist.
Come on.
Feathers in they hat.
Come on.
Tap me on my back, then pointed at my stack.
I put my
finger on the trigger, then I asked him,
what you want, nigga?
What you gonna do when it's your turn to go? Uh-huh. What you gonna do when you can't take no more?
You gonna
ride like a bitch and take it nice and slow.
Cause everybody gonna have a moment. Everybody's gonna have a moment when it's their turn. It's real easy
somebody
to sit from a place on your high ass throne looking down at another shit. Motherfucker passing judgment because it's not your turn. Everybody get their turn. You understand? My uncle's a lover, not a fighter. Hey. So give it to me. Hey. The problem is y'all wasn't the fuck outside. Y'all wasn't outside. Get off the porch.
When it hurt, I ease the pain, girl. Caress your frame. Get them worries off your brain, girl. I'm in your corner. Do what you want. It's your thing, girl. Opposites attract, but we one and the same, girl. It ain't a game, so I can't play with you. I want to lay with you, stay with you, pray with you, grow old and great with you.
Ah.
In good and bad times, we'll always make it through.
Ah.
What we got is true. No matter what they say,
come
you,
on.
I can straight lace you. Not just appearance.
Woo.
Stimulate your mind, strengthen your spirit. Be the voice of reason when you ain't trying to hear it.
Ah.
You want it, but you fear it. But
ah.
You love it when you hear it.
Ah.
Sit up on the sofa, get a little closer. Touch you right, do it like a man supposed to. Knew you was the one, that's why I chose you. Cause you get down for yours and ride like a soldier.
Man, it's real easy to pass judgment when it's one-sided. It's real easy to say, yo, I believe her. It sounds authentic. But there's three sides of every argument, you heard? It is the truth, it is yours, and it is mine. No time
for fake niggas.
I just
sip some crystal with these real niggas.
From
east to west coast, spread love, niggas.
And while y'all niggas talking shit, he counting bank figures.
I got no time for fake niggas.
I really don't understand how y'all be on the internet broke as fuck, discussing rich nigga problems. Most of y'all niggas don't even got $1,000 in your savings account. Let's talk about it.
Just sip some crystal with these real niggas.
Let's talk about how most of y'all niggas should worry about what you're putting on your table for Thanksgiving.
I'm mama, Miss Ivana.
Usually rock the sometimes. Hey.
Looking for your cream and your riches. Jazzy Cabal, Demi Moore, Prince Diana, and all them rich riches.
Puff Daddy pumped the Hummer for the summer.
Yeah.
I follow in the E-Class with the goggles. 96 model, bad click on the straw.
This the original Kim.
Cruise control. Hey. Nothing make a woman feel better. The Berettas and I'm a Berettas.
But the letters and mad cheddars. Yeah.
Chilling in the bins with my amigo.
Trying to stick a nigga for his
peso.
If you
say so, then I'm the same chick that you wanna get with.
And lick up in my
squat. Woo! Gotta hit the spot. If not,
I came to pod, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen. Age. I feel good.
That's right.
We off that deli. Yeah, we off that deli, y'all. We smoking that Gorilla Glue. Well, let me talk to your bitch. Yeah. From the back, get that ass a smack. Betcha. She can't work the middle, cause it's strapped too little. Hey, yo, studs, y'all gotta stop buying them starter packs. Yeah, I'm talking greasy today. Y'all gotta stop buying them starter packs.
Sun don't shine forever, but as long as it's here,
then we might as well shine together, nigga.
Now than never, business before pleasure. P. Diddy and the fam, who you know do it better.
Yeah, right.
No matter what, be airtight.
So when you hear something, make sure you hear it right, nigga.
Make an ass out of yourself by assuming.
Y'all niggas making asses out of yourself.
You know that I'm two levels above you, baby. Hug me, baby.
I'ma make you love me, baby.
Talking crazy ain't gonna get you nothing but choke.
It's only gonna leave you broke, nigga.
The only thing left now is God for these cats. And babe, you know you're too hard for these cats.
I'm aware.
Cause I'm too smart for these cats.
While you
waking up facts, you waking up.
Rest in peace, babe. Stay in your bag. I'ma get in my bag and stay in my bag, man. I know y'all miss me. That's how I be feeling. Like, y'all be showing that love, so I guess I gotta move on, man. I guess I gotta be like Cassie and get the fuck up out of here, right? I gotta move on, right? Y'all don't love me. How I know y'all love me? Is it real? Is it real?
She don't want my love. I guess I gotta move on. I guess.
Hey. Y'all gotta get off of my uncle head time, man.
Brand new Mercedes, a newborn baby.
Yeah.
I told you love too lazy. Damn, all you had to do was love me, baby. And that gets so frustrating, yeah. Why you wanna go and test me, baby, yeah. Tell me I'm failing, y'all keep telling me things like you done trying with me, done fighting with me, and gave you a ring that was going off the deep end.
Come on.
On daily on my drain for the weekend, sent you some things, yeah, when I was done drinking. Woo! Like, girlie with you for the wrong reason, cause you was on me, I told him stop reaching.
We gonna warm it up in here.
Jealous of me, I'm salty, I need him,
I came to pot, nigga.
Found a new man, so I gotta move on.
Woo!
Guess you got a new agenda with someone you barely know. I'm gonna say you're wrong. Guess you had to move on. On. Says she don't want my love. I'm guessing I gotta move on. I guess I came a little too strong. I guess she don't want my love. I guess I gotta move on.
Ain't you innocent until proven guilty, though?
I guess I gotta move on.
I feel like you innocent until proven guilty.
Can't stop, won't stop, told y'all.
Woo!
See me pull up, no problem. I can never ever be no one option. Pull up on me, but no blocks.
No blocks.
Now you wanna say you wanna talk. Now you wanna say you wanna talk.
Now you wanna say you wanna talk. Hey. Get in your bag, stay in your bag.
Get in your bag, stay in your bag.
Ladies and gentlemen. I came to pod. This is your girl, DJ Exclusive with the Nothing Podcast and Everything Lit. And this is episode 116, Down with the King. And I'm going to go ahead and drop a bomb on that one. Hey, yo, real talk. Y'all want to know something that's so crazy? I actually had artwork and a whole other podcast planned. I actually was going to talk about DJ Academics and Swall C. Santana, believe it or not, because I felt like there was a whole perspective and a whole dynamic to that shit that was not being covered. And essentially, Saucy Santana showed his whole entire hand, talking about, you know, he wanted Academics to talk about him and why don't Academics come at him about his music. And then he came out with a diss track that nobody listened to, nobody cared about. And you would think, DJ Academics being who he is and what he means to hip hop, somebody put out a diss record directly to him and nobody gave a fuck, right? And I wanted to speak to, he was doing the most for that moment. Because if you keep it real, 2% of DJ Academic fans tuning into Saucy Santana is a win for Saucy Santana. Let's just keep it a buck. Let's hit the blunt. 2% of DJ Academic's fan base going to go stream the bullshit that Saucy Santana made would have made a difference in this man's career. Can we get an amen? I also wanted to talk about how, regardless of anything else, this man threatened to R-word this man. A grown-ass man. This man threatened to R-word another grown-ass man. And because a lot of people don't like DJ Academics for whatever reason, people decided to let that pass. So while I was arranging everything, trying to put together quite the interesting video and perspective on said topic, I'm working, I'm doing things in my life, I'm moving and shaking, a little bit busy with my personal life, and then I wake up from a nap. And the whole world is on fire. My Uncle Diddy is being accused of the most salacious shit that I could ever imagine. Like, I've heard my share of Puff rumors. I mean, if you're, you know, born in the era that I'm born in, I'm going to be 38 at the end of the month. Shout out to me. Sagittarius babies, birthday November 30th. Cash App, Mo F Daddy, M-O-E-F Daddy, if you're feeling gracious. You know what I'm saying? If you grew up on Bad Boy like I grew up on Bad Boy, anybody that knows me knows about my like love for Mace. Hey baby, if you hear this, I love you. P.O.P. hold it down. I call this man Uncle Puff. L.A. Reid is like a god to me. Babyface is a legend. Clive Davis, like, ever since I was younger, not only did I want to be in the music business, I wanted to be in the music business. One of the things I tell every artist that I link with, anybody that I know that's into music, more importantly than getting your music out, it is to know who is who, because you never want to play yourself in the wrong room in front of the wrong person. And you want to know who certain executives are who can enable you or disable you if you don't play your cards right, yeah? That's how I found out who some of these people are. Like, if you go Google Clive Davis and what he's done and the artists that he's responsible for and the whole catalog of Arista Records and just everything. And then the lineage from Clive Davis is crazy, because then you get into the Puff era, who is a lineage of both Clive Davis and L.A. Reid. Just, he was made to be something great. And I guess people gonna be like, oh, damn, she got her cape on early. And I want to be very clear. It's not that I'm wearing a cape for Puff. It's more so like, I just sat here and watched this whole Keke Palmer shit unfold, right? Where the whole world seen obvious pictures of him doing something, but what we're not privy to is the context and the rest of the information unbeknownst to us. And don't get me wrong, I sat there and I listened to the full 35-page indictment. And it sounds awful. It sounds awful, but air quotes over sounds. There, you cannot just say, oh, I believe her, it sounds believable, because of your preconceived notions about a person that you've never met before. And that's my beef with the internet. Was I like, wow, mouth wide open, and in some ways believe some of the shit that she was saying? I do. But I believe, like in most situations, she's also leaving out information too, in which that may make her slightly complicit. Then people are like, well, what about the woman Tasha K interviewed, and what about all of these rumors? What about them? Rumors are not substantiated. It's crazy how I'm going to be 38 years old on my birthday and all of these gay accusations, and ain't a single video, picture, or nothing to puff. Taking a dick, sucking a dick. They talking about Astroglide, which is obviously for male-on-male penetration, and which is another thing. It's like everybody's reporting on this thing, but nobody knows what Astroglide is. Am I that old? We don't know that Astroglide is used for gay men to Astroglide? Pause. Alright. It's just like, if you're the type of person that I am, and you might not be, so this just might not mean nothing to y'all, but when you hear about certain shit, you start to feel like, hey yo, who the fuck did you just make mad? Who the fuck did you fall out of alignment with? Who within the powers that be you owe money to? What is really going on? Can we talk about some of the things that has been going on? Because I love Puff and I follow him, but I feel like Mace, my baby daddy, he was the first one to really apply pressure. Mace was the first person to really come at Puff and do a him on him, and kind of end up getting Puff to give him shit. If you're a member of Everything Lit, you have seen me defend Puffy's contracts, because at the end of the day, business is business. I'm gonna give y'all a great example. I just met someone that works at a bank, right? I told her, oh yeah, you gotta open up an LLC for me. And we were just joking, you know what I mean? She said, oh yeah, you have to fill out the paperwork, yada, 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 yada. And I was like, nah, you do that for me. That's your job, right? And we're joking and we're laughing, but this is the way people really move in real life when they're in certain kind of positions. They just expect for people to do shit. And then in those moments, people get taken advantage of. And you can sit here and you can make a whole bunch of excuses. Oh, people be in the hood, nobody's explaining it to them, niggas in no whoop de whoop 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 da 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 da. Ignorance of the fact does not exclude you of the repercussions of what you do. Just because you're not aware that signing your name right here means a certain thing, it doesn't mean that you are exempt when that thing happens, and it's not to your benefit. And yeah, it sounds fucked up, And in some cases, it is fucked up, because if it was me that it happened to, I'd be livid. But I always say, yo, that would never be me that it happened to, because even my dumbest of dumb, I understood that lawyers were there for a reason. And it be that's why there's a lot of homosexuality in the industry, because ain't no grown man going to be smitten by another grown man to make a choice that does not benefit him in the long run. You gotta be wanting to fuck on that nigga. That gotta be your boyfriend. Gotta be some weird shit happening if you're going to agree to some shit that you know is going to fuck you over in the long run. But that's a whole different conversation. We ain't going to go there. Let's pull it back over here, right? Then they say, oh, well, Puff is a gangster. Beat the coach up at UCLA because his son wasn't starting. Beat Drake up over a beat. Some people, depending on what type of hip-hop head you're talking to, we might concede that we believe that Puff pretty much orchestrated single-handedly the whole East Coast, West Coast beef, because the shit got out of hand, and instead of handling it like an adult, Puff handled it the other way. So innocent people got murdered. A lot of people like to talk about that college party where people got trampled. Like, oh, that was his induction. That's when he first sacrificed someone. Listen, I'm not with none of that. Because if I'm keeping it a buck, and if I'm being real, I think that Puff's chickens are coming home to roost, because it's just not his time anymore. That shit done came and left, and a lot of people are really angry and they're not fucking with him. And I can understand that. But what I can't understand are the accusations. Can we talk about the accusations for the one time?
Also tonight, music mogul Sean Diddy Combs accused of sex trafficking and sexual assault in a lawsuit filed in federal court here in New York. Chloe Malas is here. Chloe, what more do we know about this?
Lester, the lawsuit filed by Cassandra Ventura, known by her stage name Cassie, met Combs when she was 19 years old. She was later signed to Combs's record label, and the pair had been romantically involved. Ventura alleges that Combs not only raped her, but over the course of a decade, physically abused her, as well as, quote, lured her into a drug-fueled lifestyle. Ventura says that after years in silence and darkness, she's finally ready to tell her story. Now, Combs's lawyer said in a statement in part that his client vehemently denies the allegations, calling them baseless and outrageous, and that Ventura has been demanding $30 million, threatening to write a book about their relationship.
Thanks for watching. Stay updated about breaking news and top stories on the NBC News app, or follow us on social media.
It hasn't been a full day, maybe 30 hours. We'll say 30 hours. And Cassie and Diddy have already come to a settlement. Now, in the defense of Cassie, Diddy has been trying to work out a settlement before we even got the accusations. And if you really want to know my opinion, what I think is, she came to Puff and his lawyers and mentioned her book, and that she was going to expose all of these things about Puff unless he gave her some money. She probably asked Puff directly for the $30 million. And Puff being Puff, he came back and said, no, he probably said 10, 15. And she said no. And then what she did was actually filed the lawsuit with a very reputable lawyer that would, in essence, you know, scare somebody. Because it's safe to say that Puff is going through a storm right now. You know what I'm saying? That's the best word to call it. It's a storm. You know, he's lost his partnership with Diageo. So the Ciroc and the De Leon brand is no longer under his foliage. Okay? He's giving back all of the artists a Bad Boy they publish. And now, I do believe that Puff has gotten the lion's share benefit out of that publishing. Anything that publishing could have been worth, I think Puff pretty much drained that. But the gesture of giving the publishing back, it has a certain aesthetic. If you don't understand the music business and you don't understand how artists get paid off of publishing, you looked at that and you respected it, right? You know, Puff's got these relationships with these women like Carisha, his new baby mother, who we don't really know that much about because he keeps her under wraps. You know, he's got his children. His daughters are blooming models. It's just a lot going on in Puff's career and in his private life. And this just wasn't the thing that he needed when he's trying to, you know, get his new record company, Love Records, off the ground. He's trying to do something with a new liquor brand. He's trying to reinvent himself because Puff is not done. He's young. He's feeling like he got at least 20 more years of Can't Stop, Won't Stop, Bad Boy. So this just might not mean nothing to y'all, but Jason Lee tweeted, Cassie claimed rape, settled, thanked her fans and her attorneys for their support. Like, what the fuck? She's going to get dragged for the filth, right? Now, a lot of people don't like Jason Lee, and however you feel about Jason Lee, that's up to you. Now, if you're not sure who Jason Lee is, Jason Lee actually owns Hollywood Unlocked, which is a very, very popular blog that a lot of blogs get their information from. He does Gagging with Jason Lee. He's a personality. You can follow him. He's messy. He spills the tea. And currently, people are in his comments on Twitter, essentially dragging him, saying, hey, just because they settled, it just means that Diddy has a lot to hide and the accusations are probably true. Whoop de whoop ba 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 ba. But here's how I feel about that. Why does the settlement have to mean that Puff had something to hide and Puff wanted this to go away? Why can't it mean exactly what Puff and his lawyer said, that it was a shakedown and she wanted to get money? Because I'm not here to victim blame. I'm not here to say what did happen or what didn't happen, because I don't believe in speaking like I was there when I wasn't. But what I will say, what is very clear, the money mattered more than anything else. Why do I say that? I don't know if any of y'all listening actually read the indictment or went to any one of these lawyers on YouTube and listened to them read and explain what was happening in that paperwork. But there is a part where Cassie talked about intensive, inpatient means you live in a facility, right? She went to intensive inpatient care for the trauma and the abuse that she says that she endured by Diddy. Okay? This woman claimed that Diddy would have sex workers running trains on her in succession, which means back to back to back. She claimed that he would have her on several drugs at the same time, with alcohol, ketamine, GHB, ecstasy, cocaine, and drinking to the point where she developed a real bad habit. Cassie claimed that not only was Puff beating the fuck out of her, he was beating the fuck out of her in front of people, meaning there are several people that were employed at Bad Boy that could allegedly testify to this. In these claims, she claimed that essentially Puff is Ike Damn Turner. She claimed that Puff would beat the fuck out of her and then literally lock her in hotel rooms or even fly her out places so can't nobody see her face. And then he would love bomb her with like expensive gifts and bags and all of these things, which is, you know, what abusers do. Abusers, they abuse you and then they love you. She claimed Puff raped her on several different occasions, one time being in her own home. She claimed that Puff was jealous and he was abusive and all of these things, just for less than 2 days later. You didn't even let the weekend go by, and you're settling for an undisclosed amount of money, which, if I could guess, it's about $50 million. Her putting the accusations out there got her what she asked for, plus some. But settling works both ways. Settling could have meant Puff is like, yo, I don't need this to go to court. I don't need this to go to trial. I don't need this to go to discovery. I don't need anybody getting subpoenaed. I don't need any skeletons coming out of my closet. Or it could mean that Cassie is believing, under scrutiny, will my story hold up? Because she threw people under the bus, like Jay-Z, for example. Jay-Z's name is brung up in her lawsuit, which would have meant Jay-Z would have had to be subpoenaed, right? And what would they have asked Jay-Z? Is it true that you attended a party on whatever date the party was? Jay-Z would have said yes or no. Let's just say he says yes. When you attended that party, did you notice whether or not Sean Diddy Combs was there with his then girlfriend, Cassandra Ventura? He would testify yes or no, or most likely, I don't remember. Do you know how many parties, events, and things that Diddy has gone to, that Puff and Jay-Z have gone to together since maybe this incident? Essentially, when your name gets mentioned in a lawsuit that, like, you were there to witness something, or you could speak to something that someone is alleging, you are going to get subpoenaed. So what my point in saying that is, she talked all of this shit about how she allowed this to happen for so long because she was afraid of his wealth and his connections and the people that he knew and everything coming out and just whatever. Why do you think that that would change by accusing him? I feel like if you were afraid while you were actually going through it, then you actually build up the gumption and the wherewithal to go through with it, hire a lawyer, put your accusations out there, because this is the shit that I hate about modern society and social media. Them accusations be loud as fuck, but y'all don't make the same noise when those accusations go away. For whatever reason, they go away. Y'all don't say nothing when people retract the shit that they say about people. Y'all don't say nothing when people get exposed for lying. Nowadays, accusations are power moves. Nowadays, people accuse people of shit to get people to move in a certain way, to do things in a certain kind of way. And again, I want to be very clear. I am not in any kind of way saying that Puff did not do the things that she is saying that he did in that lawsuit. When I read it, it was sad. And in some parts, I believed it. Because I'm not naive. I understand fame. I understand having the type of money Diddy has, having the type of power that Diddy has. And then beyond the Cassie thing, some of the stories that I've heard about Diddy just going crazy, losing his mind, sounding like he has like quite the Napoleon complex. It's not far-fetched that he would lose his temper. Right? It's definitely not far-fetched that he would lose his temper in a certain specific type of situation. But some of these accusations are crazy. Mostly the whole hiring sex workers to run a train on her and then him filming it, strange request on how he wanted her to paint her nails so her hand can look a specific way when she grabbed the dick, accusing this man of sex trafficking. Like, it's just, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? And I feel like the real, you want me to keep it a bean? I'm going to keep it a bean. Let me give it up. I'm going to give it up for real. Why do I think it was all about the money and whatever trauma or whatever the fuck she's claiming that she experienced with Puff? It's because y'all bitches, and I'm not just talking about Cassie, I'm talking about any bitch, the bitches that accused R. Kelly, and any fucking bitch that lived a certain kind of lifestyle with a celebrity, a movie star, a mogul, and then when that lifestyle was over with, now suddenly that person was a piece of shit and they did all of these unthinkable and unfathomable things to you. Because I'm feeling like it was the lifestyle for you. No matter how bad or ungodly the shit might have been, it was the lifestyle for you. Who want to give up yachts, private jets, private islands, going into stores, buying whatever you want? Even in her lawsuit, she talked about how the way Puff spent money, it was intimidating. Prior to her little budding music career, Cassie was a model and she made a little bit of money and she saved a little bit of money, but nowhere near the money Puff had. And they would go out and he would pay for things in stacks of cash. And she said that the way that he flaunted his money was very intimidating. Her parents, she mentioned that her parents thought that it was interesting and weird that their daughter was with a guy like this, but they were happy that she had access to a man of these means. So what that tells me is he was taking care of her fucking family too. And something that Kevin Samuels would tell you if he was still here: living that type of lifestyle that you did not earn or obtain yourself, that comes with shit. It comes with shit. And everybody got their kinks. Everybody got some shit with them. We just got to keep that a buck. Everybody got some shit with them. Whether you're an alcoholic and you drink too much, you're a pothead, you smoke too much, you do too much cocaine, you may be a sexaholic that you're addicted to fucking. We all have a vice in life. And from what she's saying, Puff seems to be one of them niggas that gets off. He gets off several ways, and one of those ways is watching his woman get fucked by other niggas. That's a thing. Ask Adam 22. That's a thing. There's even movies about it. There's a movie, I forgot what the name of the movie is. If you know what movie I'm talking about, I believe it's called like Indecent Proposal or some shit like that, where this rich man is essentially offering a lot of money to fuck this man's wife, or I believe it's like he's offering money for another man to fuck his wife if he could watch. Essentially, these are things that happen quite often when you're dealing with these rich people in these high elite circles. These motherfuckers are different than us. They like pissing on each other, playing around with human feces. They are different than us. which is another reason why a lot of these men, they go for younger women, because younger women are moldable, they're impressionable, and they are very, very, very easily distracted and manipulated by money and shiny things. Puff was 20 years older than this girl. I was listening to Milagro. Shout out to Milagro. I love her. And she was going off on somebody from her comments, because somebody in the comments essentially made a statement where they were essentially saying that they don't believe her and they think that it's karma and she deserves this. And Milagro went off because Milagro was like, well, what would she have done to deserve this? Like, what would she have done? And I'm not really sure how old Milagro is. I would have to look into that. But what I think that she's missing from the whole Puff and Cassie dynamic is how Cassie and Puff came to be. What she mentioned on her stream was like, oh, Puff heard her music in the club. That's not how Puff discovered Cassie. Cassie was in a relationship with Ryan Leslie, the producer, songwriter, singer, right? Who also, before I finish this, let me Google this. Let me Google how old Ryan Leslie is. Because we're not going to throw Puff under the bus for being with a younger woman when Ryan Leslie was an old ass nigga too. Ryan Leslie is currently 45 years old. How old is Puff? Puff is 54. So it's safe to say that Cassie like older men. Okay. She was in a relationship with Ryan Leslie, and I'm not sure if she was in that relationship because she was in love with Ryan or they were happy together. I'm not sure how long they were together. But what I do know is Ryan Leslie was doing what a lot of producers do, and that is create a production company, find an artist that you believe in, make beats for them, create a body of work, and then shop that body of work to executives like Puff, like a Dr. Dre, someone who has the ability to get your artist a major label deal. Somehow, some way, with Ryan Leslie introducing Cassie to Puff, Ryan Leslie drops a couple of singles. We don't hear from him anymore. And now Cassie and Puff roaming around Hollywood. They the new it thing. They the new romance goals, all of this stuff. So from the beginning, even before any of these accusations, any of that, I always looked at Cassie like an opportunist. It always seemed like she would pivot to wherever it was going to help her career. Even in this lawsuit where she talks about different incidents of Puff beating her up, it was because she claimed that she was contacting this person to help her with her career or trying to work with this person for her career. For a short time, she was linked to Kid Cudi. When was she linked to Kid Cudi? When Kid Cudi was actually popular. I feel like Cassie wanted her music career to work so bad that she was attaching herself romantically to anyone that could help her. And the fact that she signed a 10 album deal with Puff, I think that's what happened. Ask Aubrey O'Day. Because Aubrey was another one that thought fucking and sucking on Puff was going to help further her career. But instead, he slutted you out, and then that was it for you. Aubrey O'Day recently gave an interview and talked about how, you know, most of the artists and most people that Puff has done wrong, they have signed NDAs. Well, why do you sign them? If this man is so awful and he needs to be stopped, why do y'all agree to sign the NDAs? Why do y'all take the money? but then someone's legacy is supposed to be ruined behind the accusations. But at the end of the day, niggas took the money. See, I'm different. I grew up in the hood. I've been broke before. I've eaten water sandwiches for dinner before. So I feel like I could be broke again. And I would much rather be broke than to ever, ever jeopardize my principles and the shit that I believe in for a bag. You're not gonna rape me and take my pussy, violate me, beat on me, sequester me on private islands for months so I could heal, get me addicted to drugs, all of this just so I could take the money in the end. Because for me, it's given that's all that you wanted. First and foremost, it took you all of these years to say something. And I'm going to be very clear before any one of y'all say some dumb shit to me. Yeah, it does not matter how long someone takes to talk about their trauma. But when it comes to crimes, there is a statute of limitations to crimes. And it just so happened that when it comes to these specific crimes, New York has recently changed their statutes. Where maybe 2 years ago, these claims would have, statutes of limitations would have passed, she wouldn't have been able to do nothing. Now, the statutes of limitations have been updated where these alleged crimes fall under. So now you can federally press legal charges, which is what she did. She went to the feds. And after she went to the feds, it was proven that Puff is already under investigation in New York. Which was probably, that was inevitable. I think we all knew that Puff was already going to be under investigation when we found out about Keefy D. Keefy D has been putting Puff's name in the mix as it pertains to this Tupac murder for quite some time. So when he got locked up, it was only inevitable for there to be some type of investigation to investigate Puff's attachment to that. Where that's a whole nother story in itself. Why does everyone take the money? When Puff allegedly beat the coach at UCLA with a kettlebell, UCLA took that money. That shit went away. His son Justin got a DUI. That shit went away. Shit keeps on going away when we talking about Puff. And then it was so funny, I'm listening to all these bloggers talking about, yeah, if Carisha don't leave him alone, Carisha don't do this, Carisha don't do this, Carisha gonna look crazy, Carisha gonna look crazy. First of all, I don't like how the whole world just decided because he was accused of some shit that just read like a true crime episode, that it had to be true. And not only that, but just because someone else's experience with a person may or may not have been this, we're automatically going to assume that's Carisha's experience. So Carisha is currently right now in a FO, as Puff called it, a fuck off. And she's currently getting fucked by several male prostitutes. And she's letting them pee on her. Like, do y'all know how ridiculous that is? That y'all talk so unequivocally about people you don't know, you will never know. And you not even in a space in life that you could say that I will actually one day know them. Because you won't. So now what? Now what? What is the internet going to do this weekend about this? Because I can already see on Twitter, niggas is mad niggas is saying, well, he still did it. He still did it. He still did it. Which that should be wrong. Because if you put the shoe on another foot, right? If you take one of your male friends that you love and you say that he's guilty of doing this and doing that, and he say that he didn't do it, and you defending your friend, he ain't do it, he ain't do it, you standing on that, the bitch that accused your friend is willing to take some money, so it gets settled and dismissed, so now your boy was not convicted or proven guilty of anything, but the whole world is still accusing your friend of doing something that you don't believe that they did. Just as many people that believe Cassie, there's probably more people that believe that Puff would never. There's a lot of people that are like, you know, this man is worth all of this money. Why the fuck would he have to do that? That doesn't even make any fucking sense. And I'm not here to argue whether he did it or he didn't do it. I'm just here to argue the selective outrage. Because y'all still ain't giving enough outrage to the Russell Simmons situation. And Russell Simmons, we know for a fact, is guilty. There be selective outrage. There be motherfuckers guilty of shit that y'all don't say nothing about. But when it's another motherfucker that you've already clearly don't like, then y'all have something to say. And I feel like a lot of y'all been trying to get Uncle Puff out of here for a minute. Y'all not feeling them. Y'all not liking the brother love. Y'all not liking the new era of Puff. Y'all talk about how he's gay and he's all of these things. I think Black people love to see our idols and the people that raised us, that made such a positive shift in Black culture. I think y'all really, really love tearing those types of people the fuck down. It only happens in our community. I don't ever hear about Garth Brooks or Kenny Rogers or any of these other white motherfuckers getting tore down by their peers and their fan base like I hear it in the Black community. And then we're always divided because of fuck shit like this. And I thought when the whole Keke Palmer shit happened and we all jumped like, oh shit, what y'all doing to my little niece Keke? Nah, fuck that. That nigga's toxic. I knew he was toxic with the Usher. Da da ba da. And then all of this shit comes out. And then we have to really sit there and say, yo, Keke was beating that nigga up. They was both in there fighting each other. It was toxic as fuck on both of their half. I wish them the best, but I can't have an opinion here. What happened to that? Because this whole Puff thing is pretty much the same thing, bro. We got one side. We got her side. We got what she's saying happened. Puff didn't respond. He's not giving his side of events. He's working through a lawyer. So how are we so convinced of something without knowing for a fact? And that's why I'm like, this settlement is telling. Everything about the situation is telling. But yo, I digress, man. I want to know what y'all think about the lawsuit. Do y'all think that Puff did it? Or do you think that she just shook him down for some money for her pain and suffering for anything that she may have endured while she was with him? Do you guys think that she took too long? Do you think that Puff supporters are wrong for supporting him? I really want to know what y'all think. So drop down in these comments and holla at me. We out.
Money ain't a problem.
Oh, yo, it's a celebration.
Money ain't a problem.
It's a money party.
Bitch, money ain't a problem.
Y'all all invited.
Bitch, money ain't a problem.
I got cash for you, bad bitch. Fuck with me, baby.
One time,
baby.
One time.
Got a bad bitch in the backseat. And yeah. She ride with me.
You see me shining. Hey.
220 on the dash, but she drive me crazy.
One time,
crazy.
One time.
Bitch, you know you gon' rest this to the top if you ride with me.
feel. First they hit me up and then I got up, made a meal. And my dogs don't swap it if that package ain't sealed. I ain't talking about them beats, but my dogs slayin' peel. The Pepsi in the coat, Crocs in the coat. All the simple motor, pull the Phantom in the boat.
Mr. Childs, where we chow down. Bumping big on the G5 SoundCloud. Look at here. Baby, look ahead. Money over everything, that's just how it is. Champagne, everything, caviar, tears. Don't be afraid of this money, baby, that's just how it is. Bitch, money in the province. Bitch, money in the province. Money in the province. Bitch, money in the province.
I got cash for a bad bitch, fuck with me, baby. Baby. Got a bad bitch in the backseat. She got in. Took her to the spot. I got bop. We got bang. Started from the block with no guap. Now got in. When it's time to cop, he got five. I got ten.
Courtside got the mink dragging in the paint. Like taking long walks, laughing to the bank. Catch me on Broadway riding in the tank.
Top down, baby.
Can't stop now, baby. Yeah.
I said my name Montana. 500 at the light. Cool, black and white like old channels.
Catch me at the back blocks. I'll be creeping. Call your friend, we can do this every weekend.
And tell me how you feel. Drop it on your head, break $100 bill. Big B's on the wheel.
Bitch, money ain't a problem. Come on, put your hands together.
Daddy, bitch.